It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 80 Colorado schools have active COVID outbreaks, according to state data. The largest outbreaks are at Douglas County High School in Castle Rock and Power Technical Early College in Colorado Springs. Each have reported 34 cases. The number of cases has grown each week since the school year started. The state is not requiring most schools to quarantine after a COVID exposure, but local health departments can set stricter rules. Parts of Colorado are approaching the end of a very dry summer. On the eastern plains, parts of Washington and Yuma counties recorded their lowest summer rainfall ever. That followed an unusually wet spring. Joel Schneekloth with CSU Extension says if the spring moisture had been met with average amounts of summer rain, many crops would have done well.
But the lack of rainfall really hampered us. I'm actually somewhat surprised at how well the earlier planted summer crops were doing most of the summer.
One big crop casualty of the dry summer is millet in Washington County, the county's third largest crop. We get details today about a new team of climate workers for Colorado's public lands. That announcement's coming from Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Neguse is calling the group the Colorado Climate Corps. It will be made up of 240 workers stationed in 55 counties across the state. They're part of the federal AmeriCorps program and will focus on projects that protect against wildfires and floods, teach about the effects of climate change, and programs that help low-income households conserve water and electricity. Neguse is also pushing for a nationwide civilian climate corps in Congress. He'll be announcing the Colorado group in Netherlands. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado's Phil Weiser and other state attorneys general will challenge a new abortion law in South Carolina. It bans most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. 20 Democratic attorneys general argue that the policies could drain resources in other states if women leave South Carolina to seek care. It's hot again today across much of Colorado, a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.